afternoon, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the meeting over to Governor Tim Pawlenty. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and thank you for joining the call this morning, this afternoon. Just wanted to give you an update of our activities here in Washington today, and I'll be happy to take your questions about that or any other aspect of the trip. We met this morning in the Oval Office with President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, and White House Chief of Staff Andy Card was in the front half of the meeting as well. The meeting lasted for a little over a half hour, it seemed, and the President was interested in hearing just our impressions of what it felt like, what it smelt like, what we had observed, and obviously he has access to information, intelligence and other information about a lot of things in Iraq. But he wanted to know just from a on-the-street level, from a Iraqi people's perspective, what did we observe? Were people shopping? Was there traffic congestion? Were people smiling and waving, or were they scowling and looking away? What did we hear from the Iraqis that we visited with? And then any other impressions that we had, and we each went around and gave our thoughts and impressions to the President, and I think he appreciated it, and it's also something that he made very clear. He didn't have any expectations for the group to do anything other than to tell candidly and frankly what we thought and what our impressions were to the press. So I'll be happy to go through it in more detail if you'd like, but that's kind of the quick version of the meeting. And the President spent some time talking about the troop rotation that's underway, talking about the need to stay the course because we can't get into this situation and then turn around and leave the Iraqi people wondering whether we're going to be committed to finish the job. And so from his perspective, and I think from everybody who was on the trip, people can argue about how we got to this point, but we're there. We got a tremendous opportunity to finish the job and bring democracy and freedom to Iraq and to the Middle East. That has enormous positive potential for the freedom of not only the Iraqi people, but stability and peace across the globe. So my basic message to the President was, you know, the troops are outstanding. They are tremendous. They're committed. They're focused. They're dedicated. But the ones that have been there a year or so are looking forward to going home, and he understands that, and that's why this troop rotation, a massive troop rotation, is taking place in large part. We also talked about, you know, what we heard and saw on the street, as I mentioned to you. Many of the Iraqis said to us, and one I talked to in particular, said, you know, we want what you want. We want good schools for our kids. We want to have a job. We want to have a government that's fair and free. And they realize they've got a long ways to go, and they're going to need our help for a while, but they're increasingly willing to step forward and kind of take on some of those challenges themselves. So that's kind of a quick overview of the meeting. I'll be happy to take your questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. One moment for the first question. Bill Werner from Minnesota News, you may ask your question.
Well, Governor, hope you had a good trip back here.
Thank you, Bill. That's good to be back.
My question is of you, did any from the President or his advisor, the Deputy Secretary, on the extent of Minnesota's involvement as far as National Guard and Peace? And if you didn't, did you get any idea of how soon?
Yes. As to Minnesota, we don't have any information yet if our commitment of our National Guard is going to be significantly increased in Iraq or not. Again, it depends in part on the specialty skills that they're going to need in Phase 2, and that may require different states to make different levels of commitment. But today's meeting did not shed any further light on what all of that means for Minnesota. It may mean that we're just going to have to wait, but the other thing is it's not a foregone conclusion that any given state is going to have to dramatically increase their commitment. It just depends on the needs in Iraq and the specialties that they're going to need in Phase 2. And so we're going to have to just wait and see how that unfolds for Minnesota. Sure.
We draw any conclusions about that in terms of Minnesota's involvement then, the fact that you were there as opposed to other governors?
No, I think, again, on the selection part of it, they tried to make it bipartisan. They tried to make it geographically dispersed across the whole country, and then they also put some weight on people who had expressed an interest in going to thank the troops. And I have, on several occasions, strongly indicated my desire and willingness to go to Iraq to thank our troops there and be part of that message. So they took that into consideration as well. But I don't think you can, in fact, I know you can't correlate the governors who are selected with any sort of dramatically increased demands from our National Guard. They, at no point did they make that linkage.
Thank you, sir.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. At this time, there are no questions.
Okay, well, if there are no questions, we'll see you all back in Minnesota sometime next week. Thanks for your interest, and have a good weekend.